tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
I know!
It's a somber shoulder shimmy.
It's almost over, you guys.
Solemn shimmy.
It is over. It's basically over.
I know.
Today is the day.
More ways than one.
I know. Yeah. Good way to end that. Or begin. Okay, I am here with my amazing, full, beautiful, lovely, suited up, and sexy Woo! Cast. Shout out for yourselves, you guys.
We brought Always. The game.
What's up, guys? It's good to be back. Nicole Brazier, yes. Season finale of Suits with the best cast ever.
God, I'm
going to
miss her.
Hey, guys. Lauren Eversole, you can find me online at The Fancy Hippie.
Oh, what an episode. Mm.
And I'm at Steve Kaufman. You can find me at Steve Kaufman, KAUF. MANN, and I think I should just bring it up right now. We have wine.
Cheers.
Yes,
this is honestly a great season, you guys.
Such a good season.
Cheers.
Let
me get it.
We're
cheersing.
Did we get it? We cried. Okay. Stacey screamed at
And we're cheersing over top. We're cheersing over top of the cake.
I know. Oh my God.
And that cake says hashtag therapist.
You don't have to rub it in.
We are going to do a lot in this episode, as you can see. This you're going to rub it in.
No, this is the one time I get to, in explanation, it's a mocha fudge.
It is a mocha fudge cake that says, hashtag, therapist no, because Steve was right and I was wrong.
I am okay with that, though, because I said I never want them to sleep together. Okay, and I'm your host, Stacey Eich, here for our season finale, summer finale, whatever you want to call it. It is a finale, and a very good and bad one at the same time, because I won't get to see these lovely folks for a couple months, but it's okay. We are going to hash this episode out, and then we're going to see what you think. Make sure you tweet us live. I'm at One Take Stace. They've all shared their Twitters. It's below on the screen if you don't have it. Please tweet us during the show, because we cannot wait to hear what you're thinking.
And talk about us in the chat.
Yeah, definitely. We have the chat up.
I'm all up on the chat right now.
I'm like, I need to get on the Twitter app right now, because I can already see I have 4 notifications. Okay. So...
where do we begin?
Do we want to start from the end and go up, or do
yes.
we want to just
well, let's
do
on Mike, let's just talk about Mike.
Okay, let's talk Mike. So first, before we talk about Mike, Pastor J. Adam,
way to go.
I was like,
you have eye makeup on. Honey. Don't cry. Don't let the tears fall. You can't let it smudge.
Oh, I let
you
all
just
the tears
put
fall.
It on.
I think Steve I cried tonight. he waited to put the suit on
you
after
cried
he cried.
A little.
I did.
Yeah.
I think I saw you get a little sad.
First of all, I'm so freaking proud of him and the show, but his scenes this episode were riveting and beautiful. And Aaron, I just want to say you're an amazing creator. This is wonderful, and it's just written so well, and we
what
love
a
you so much.
Beautiful show. The beautiful. Way that it was all shot. Mm-hmm. The way that it was all put together.
Everything.
It was gorgeous.
Everything.
A lot of beautiful scenes
yeah.
this episode.
Same way. Like, we describe it as beautiful because we really do believe that.
Right. So, it's a beautiful show on the
really
eyes,
is.
Either way.
But tonight, the eyes, the heart.
Yeah. Yeah, but tonight was definitely, you know, it brought us back to their lives, yeah. back to home for them. It hit hard. What's that quote? It hit hard to home or whatever that is.
Okay, so let's talk. Yeah. If we do jump
like
into...
That. Something like that.
If we do jump... I'm looking at tweets right now. You can't
like,
be this
it was so nice being able to see. We got both Mike and Harvey backstory.
Yes.
With enough present day to move the story along.
Okay, I was going to say, I wrote down... 11 flashbacks. 12 flashbacks.
Well, but it's
flashbacks.
All... Well, there were two... There were two parallel stories between yeah. Mike and Harvey.
Agreed.
And then we had the one present-day story with Jessica trying to save the firm.
Yes.
So we got a Jessica flashback.
Yeah,
we did.
The Jessica flashback, I would argue the Jessica flashback's part of Harvey's because it was the same timeline.
Same type of...
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like Harvey's flashback was 20 or 25 years ago.
But we were
Donna was 12 years prior... And then the Scotty timeline, I know.
When we were watching the show, we were a little confused because Harvey mentioned to his dad, I met a girl and it was Scotty. And I'm like, wait, Scotty's new to the game.
Maybe they were jumping around from year to year. So maybe when he was referring to Scotty, he was referring to
I think he met Scotty in law school. I think that's why he said Scotty. I think their relationship has gone. They've known each other for a while.
Okay.
You know what? And that would make more sense of why they met and it was kind of like this more like, great to see you again. You used to be a kicker in high school. So now I feel a little bit more comfortable with that timeline because I was just a little. I was like, Scotty is not the girl. That doesn't make sense. Okay, so we get it. So let's jump in. Let's go Mike's story first. Whoa there. Mm-hmm. Of course, I love when his grandmother comes back.
Grammy.
She's such a precious gem. Oh my gosh. Hearing, of course, there is so many. Steve made a joke about it. There's so much of the flashbacks we already know, but I think seeing them, it puts everything in a perspective.
Well, and it would be kind of annoying if either of the at the top of this episode with the two flashbacks, both of those flashbacks initially only covered stuff that had been spoken of, had been spoken of before.
Right.
But they kept moving forward. They moved the story forward as.
And then we found out the things we needed to know. Yeah, exactly.
But sometimes they do a flash. And Harvey did that with a flashback earlier where it's like, well, we already knew his mom cheated.
Yeah, I know.
But now we're finally.
But yeah, there's something about knowing and then actually seeing it go down that it affects you differently, especially seeing Mike's situation.
I think especially seeing Mike.
I loved Little Mike.
I agree. Little Mike was heartbreaking.
I didn't like Skater Boy Mike.
I love Skater Boy Mike.
Child Mike was a little goofy.
The wig was so perfect though, because he was a goof. Yeah. Like he was just very disorderly, not really put together, still getting his way type guy. And I think his whole costume was really perfect to that. But just like you said, Little Mike was heartbreaking. I think Mid Harvey was heartbreaking too, just seeing the process of his dad and all
and
the fighting.
Anger.
It took his anger.
His
you
anger
know.
Was. On point today. I mean, it just explains a lot. But if you have families that have gone through divorce, if you've lost a parent, you can just relate to them in present day now. It's just, especially when you don't deal with it at hand, you're going to be that angry, sad, bitter person in that present time. So that's why we understand them now.
Agreed.
So I appreciated half this episode was flashbacks,
I love
the use of flashbacks in this show.
Yeah.
Because
they're
so...
They're appropriate.
They're sparingly, they're appropriate.
Yeah.
They're wonderful.
This reminded me a lot of that episode where... Lewis, Harvey, and Mike are all in the parking lot together when they're dealing with all the motors and stuff like that. And that episode was a lot of flashbacks while present day was still moving along, and it helped fuel it. And that episode, I remember, was just so much fun. And this one reminded me of it. I really enjoyed it. I just
love Lewis stepping up to the plate. You know, and I haven't been here in a while, and there's been so much going on. And I'm just like, oh, you know, like, it's all Lewis's fault. But then he always manages to... kind of make you root him off. Like you rooted for him.
Yeah. I did. Mm-hmm. I was really proud of him this episode.
Because I think Lewis now more than ever realizes that this firm is his family. They've given him so many chances, like family, even with Harvey. So, you know, everybody stepped up to the plate in this episode.
Okay. It was so beautiful. Sorry, go ahead.
Are we on the mic?
Train? Yeah. I definitely want to talk him and Father Walker.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Father Walker. That's who Trevor referenced last week.
Yeah.
I hate Trevor.
I
didn't hate him as much this time.
I hate him.
And I miss you for like our yell fest, but I was kind of calm. Yeah.
He's mature. Because
I yelled at Steve, and Steve was like, I don't get why you're yelling at me. And I was like, Lauren's not here.
I don't communicate that way. I speak in normal tones all the time.
But anyway, so continue what you're saying, Steve. Father Walker,
I love the inclusion of Father Walker, someone who just is a part of, and it plays into the whole idea of faith, of just, like, believing without knowing.
Absolutely.
And it's someone who has had Mike Ross's struggles to ever move forward with.
Yeah. I really enjoyed, and I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, please.
I really enjoyed Father Walker's, journey, because at first when you went to see him, I told Steve, I was like, I don't want to fall in love with another character at the end. I don't have any reason to fall in love. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on with my main five. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, there's no room for this. And then seeing Father Walker through every stage of Mike's life, that's what I needed to make sure that I know, okay, he really did give Faith, you know, not necessarily give Faith, but reminded Mike of like where he is in this world and what he means to the world and how he got there. It's through the faith that he had originally from his grandmother and how he was raised. So that made Father Walker's appearance in this episode.
Didn't you think he was a little aggressive at times?
No, because he raised Mike. He raised him. That's like his father. And then even when we cut back to the middle school flashback, she's like, I think you should go see him. He was so, no, I'm not going to see him, because that is kind of, that maybe was a father figure to him in a certain extent. That is the person that held
his
faith with his parents.
How about him taking the money for every week, the $3 every week his parents gave?
That was so Mike.
But taking it and then giving it back.
Yeah.
Did he include a VIG? He didn't include any
interest.
Some of us from the streets call it a VIG.
Don't let the
suit fool you.
Because I was like, the suit is fooling me.
I'm from a street.
I love that. I will agree with Lauren in terms of there was an aggressive scene that when he said, you know, you didn't come back for advice, you came back for me to tell you you're a good person. I was like, he is a good person.
I know,
and
me
you
too.
Like, stop really that. I got a little upset.
It's like, whatever you
I'm like,
saying?
Where is Rachel?
So the scene where he takes him to the bookshelf that Grammy dedicated and has all the books his parents give.
Mm-hmm.
Such a beautiful scene. Yeah. And Patrick Adams breaking down into tears. I think it made both Stacey and I, Nicole, I think we all kind of got teary. But really, couldn't you have shown him the bookshelf a little earlier?
But Mike hasn't come back to visit.
Right?
But, it's like, more Mike
could have emailed him a picture.
Day,
I know it wouldn't have had the same. The same emotional impact that it had here.
Right.
And I appreciate that. But
yeah, but just to not tell him about
but
it.
But also,
I
think the in loving memory part is what really like solidified the whole thing. You know, and she didn't die until recently. So maybe to what Steve's saying, it wouldn't have had the same impact. Definitely a picture text would have been fine.
Picture text.
But,
can we try to stay like a
Father
little
Walker
old school? Father Walker's trying to stay old school.
He's going to be back.
He didn't change.
He's going to be back, and this is going to hit
it. What exactly.
Hit
but I mean,
what
he didn't
prove my point. The
priest didn't change it appearance-wise very much to me, and then he also didn't change the nursery. You know, Mike said this is the same. It's the same to me. You know, nothing much has changed, and maybe that's meant something. You know, like that's why the bookshelf was waiting there for him, just as everything was. You know, and that's why it never really changed.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
it does.
And it wasn't his wishes. And like, one day I'm going to show this to Mike.
Yeah.
As much as. Well, no, that's Grandma's mission. That's Grammy's wishes.
That's what she wanted. Yeah.
That's what she wanted
want
with the money that she took out of her own. Out of her own pocket, because Mike stole it.
Grammy's the best.
She is the best.
You know what I was thinking, too, when Mike wakes up in the morning? This wasn't this episode, last episode. And he said to Rachel, I just wish we could stay in this bed for life. And I was thinking, like, you can just quit, because you can keep this life with her if you want. You probably have enough money to anyway, so.
You know I do not. Despite what happened at the end, as much as I was mad at the last 20 seconds, 45 seconds before that, I was still mad. Because when he resigned, I don't know. Like, I understand this is saving grace. I do.
Yeah.
And I know that next season, I'm going to be like, okay, it worked out. But right now, I'm going to have to wait for predictions. I have no idea what he's going to do. What are you going to do?
I have some ideas. I love the fact that...
Hate all your ideas.
Like, I already plan to hate them, and I'm not bringing a cake.
Your ideas make me buy cake.
Mike's going to be locked up forever. That's going to be his deal.
Right. No, Harvey's going to come to his rescue. The whole firm is going to
Oh my god, of course.
This isn't the first time he's been dragged away by officials in the capacity of like, oh my god, it's the walls are caving in on like
we're just
way further into the season that this one seems way more likely.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Agreed.
Do we wanna
move on to Harvey?
Well, I mean, we Are we really just going to kind of gloss over?
No, we can't.
Wait, what?
Well, the whole well, first off, he resigns.
Rachel is reading.
Yeah, that's like for huge. Yeah. So I guess yeah. I was going to like wait, but you're right. We should do
that.
We should do it now. So crap, like he resigns.
Also, did you guys not predict this?
No,
well, none of you thought that he was going to do this last episode.
Steve had a good prediction that he thought Daddy Zane was going to find out about Mike's secret.
Yes. Typical prediction. We should have known
that. My prediction was, and this was right, but it was a bit broad, is that I said that the Hartman stuff would get resolved in the final episode, but the last 5 minutes would be like a whammy.
Okay.
Because that's just generally how this show operates.
It's funny. So I thought they were going to elope.
Easy one.
I thought he was going to resign, and I think that may have been his plan once they got down the elevator.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, let's go, baby.
All right, we made it.
We're out. I literally resigned and no one caught me.
I do have to make one special note. It appears the Suits After Show live stream on YouTube is showing Young and Hungry. So for those of you who will be watching us after the fact, because you're still our fans and you're in the chat, thank you so much for sticking around.
Yes,
and
we apologize for the mix up.
I should text my sister because it's all right.
We're not live.
This is live.
Yeah.
So sorry about that. With that said, my prediction last week was that they're not going to need to do a vote, and that actually happened. Because remember, I was like, "Oh, something's going to happen! Like, it's going to be amazing, and we're going to figure out a way to kick Jack Soul off in the butt, and they're not going to need the vote." So, anyway, that happened with Jessica. So, I'm excited to see that she'll stay all year round, but we don't know how that's going to work.
But Mike and Harvey? So he gives his resignation. It was a sweet thing where Harvey says after
beautiful
that speech,
scene.
"I would kick your butt if you didn't resign." Yeah. And he says to him like, "Hey, buddy, you're not the only one." Gained family out of this.
Yeah. But they have been like in sync since pretty much to me season 3.
Mm-hmm.
Like season 3 I was like I'm obsessed with these two. They are together forever. This is what's happening. So I'm really excited to see that's how Harvey reacted because
Harvey's done a lot of maturing this season.
He has.
Which is why he didn't react in the way we would have expected
him
to. But also, after his whole journey, the fact that he had to step down, which we'll get to in a minute, he gets it. Like, he had to go through the same thing that day.
I feel like the three of them, Jessica, Mike, and Harvey all had to make really important decisions that day.
Yeah.
Even Lewis a little bit, but like, you know.
With Lewis, with his sister getting threatened, that was a big...
So all four of them made huge... And you know,
and it all came back to family.
And it all came back to for somebody else. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, they all sacrificed for someone. That's really great. Look at
you, Lily.
Oh my God.
We love you, Suits. Okay, so with that, so we go to resigning, and now we go to the end where he gets arrested. Who the hell did it, y'all? Who called?
Elevator.
Hartman?
This was Hartman's Hail Mary.
What do you think?
But how does he know?
Hartman or...
Forsman?
Forsman didn't know.
Forsman did know.
When?
Remember, because he confronted Harvey about it. He was like, so you're going to tell me that... You know, something about your dude or whatever like that? And he was like, so you know about it? He's like, I don't care about that. You're going to help me with that case. Do you remember that? That was a long time ago. But Forsman definitely knows. It was Forsman.
I don't think he knows everything, though.
But he knows he's a fraud. That's all I need to know.
Yeah, I still stick with Hartman. Or if we want to, and this will be weirdly into predictions, but if we want to get into Lewis throwing a Hail Mary and screwing things up like he kind of does sometimes.
He did screw it up. I stand by my opinion that I think this is all Lewis's fault.
Okay.
In terms of Mike getting arrested?
Kind of. It kind of will go back to him because of his deal with him in the beginning.
The domino effect.
This whole season's been a giant domino effect.
I can see that.
Jessica's had a war with Hartman that not everyone knew about.
Yeah.
That Jack Soloff was an inside man too.
Mm-hmm.
And that, Lewis attacking Harvey and calling for votes
and
rewriting bylaws and siding with Jack Soloff and changing payment structures for the partners weakened the firm to a point where Daniel Hartman could come in.
Yeah.
And take advantage of them while they were weak.
Then Harvey came in and saved the day.
How do you think Hartman found out? If it's Hartman, how do you think he found
out? About Mike's secret?
Yeah.
I think Forsman knew something.
And told him to find it out.
Yeah. I think
it has to be something with those two.
We'll get to that in predictions.
Okay, we already got there. But
oh man!
So another thing, because we kind of touched on it, and I just want to quickly: Jack as an inside man. At first, we had compassion for him. Now, what the hell do we think?
I never really had compassion.
There was a split second that John Piper Ferguson
But I want to know what Hartman had on him.
I know.
Right? And I don't know if we're ever going to find out. We might be done with Jack Soloff. I don't know.
We always think we're done, though.
I feel like we've got to see him to get fired or slapped, and then we can be done. Right. I need to see him get fired, though. Yeah. I need revenge on him. Like,
you were like, bye, leave the firm.
I was ready.
And I almost, like, thought when you said that, I was like, oh, he is going. He is leaving.
I was ready at, like, mid-26 seconds.
We'll save that for predictions, I guess. I just don't understand how he can leave, right?
It's his choice.
To leave the firm. If it's his, yes.
You think he can't just get fired?
He can get fired.
He can totally get fired.
Well, as a partner, she can call for a vote if she doesn't have substantial reasoning to just fire him.
She could fire
Lewis. We've seen that.
Right.
We've seen her threaten that before.
Right.
As managing partner, she could fire anyone with decent reason.
I just realize it's going to be Pearson Litt.
Yeah. I've realized that the second it happened. It's just going to be Pearson Litt.
But he said we'll deal with it later. So do we know if he was just pulling a Harvey and saying
he stepped down. I think he's still at the firm. He just stepped down.
Although,
as a partner. Position as a partner.
Back when it was Pearson Hardman wasn't there, and he was still a named partner. So it can still be Pearson Spector Litt.
He just can't be working as
But is Forsman going to be okay with that? I feel like that's not part of the deal.
Yeah.
Possibly.
And why does Forsman even care? Like, you're so pathetic. You don't even care about law. You don't care about anything.
Harvey put him there. And that's all he cares about. It's revenge. It's
so stupid. Like, name on the wall, name not on the wall. You have nothing to do with it. You don't even care.
Exactly.
You literally don't care. It affects you by no means. So it's pathetic. It's not... It's a revenge that, you know... I don't know. I just think Forsman is...
With Forsman, Harvey's the only person who's actually gotten to Forsman and gotten him taken down.
Okay.
So it's strictly revenge.
It is, yeah.
It's strictly, I will take everything you love. I will take your family because of what you did to me.
But here's the question. Is he done after this? Is this enough?
Because as far as Harvey said, Forsman's... got no money, apparently, and is that even possible?
No, I think you're talking about Hartman has no money.
Hartman has no money.
Oh, yeah. Hartman has no money.
Hartman has no money because Forsman...
well, was dried up.
Well, because Forsman was
got
the well.
Got what he wanted.
And all Forsman wanted was for Harvey to
got
quit.
Got it. So okay, Hartman, that makes more sense.
So now Hartman, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
Although so I think stupid. This was a fail-safe for Hartman, and with... it's getting a little prediction-y, but I think that was part of what Forsman came in. It was like, worst case scenario, I want Harvey to quit. If Harvey quits, your well will run dry, and then this plan will dry up.
And then he was like, plan
but
two.
Look into Mike Ross if that happens.
Oh, see?
Ooh,
or if good. That happens...
Oh, my God!
If that happens,
that's what
I have an emergency plan for you. That happened, and the emergency plan was JK, look into Mike Ross.
This is stressing.
Can we take a moment of silence right now?
I know. I feel like everyone we need just one. Everyone, pick up your glass of wine.
Oh my God.
I go out.
Moment of silence. Moment's over. Let's talk about Harvey. What the heck? Wow. I think I'm going to go back to Nicole's beautiful point. He matured so much in this season. I am so proud of him because there was definitely a moment.
He's 10 times hotter, and I didn't even know it could even get there.
I agree. There was definitely a part, like mid-season, I was like, okay, I'm kind of over you and your baby problems.
Right.
Like, I'm not seeing it for what it was. I apologize. You're a beautiful actor.
You're so insensitive.
I really was. Because it was mostly because I did not care for the therapist, like, invading in the Donna space. But now I realize what's happening. It's all good. They had a conversation.
And we loved that.
Yeah, that was a great scene.
That was an awesome scene.
That was my favorite scene. I could have rewound that and watched that over and over
and
over.
And I loved that, like, they agreed that he's in love with Donna and Donna's in love with him just by like a look, and she was like,
she's like, don't you see what I'm going through, basically, that was really sister.
It was sweet.
Donna and the chicks be having the greatest moments. I will never get over the Donna and Gretchen moment too. That
we're gonna get so many Donna and Gretchen moments.
Gretchen made me laugh this episode because that one scene we have with her, I realized as she was talking when she's like, listen, I lay my clothes out every day. I'm like, oh my God. Every time Gretchen speaks, it's always a story before the answer. It's always amazing. But I just realized it. I was like, she always has like a little story.
Just so you know. So like I said, I don't
know. As summed up on my notes as just all caps, Gretchen.
Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation.
She's amazing. I wanted more of her this episode. Too bad.
I know.
I missed her last couple episodes.
So, I don't know about you guys, but when Donna walks into Jessica's office, I was like, oh my god, this is the first time we're seeing Donna. Mm-hmm. Why happened? I can't believe a season finale without a lot of Donna.
And she
I don't
was
know
in
what
white.
To do with myself. And but then they made it up to us.
Yes,
they made it up
they
to
did.
Us
I with, agree with the scene. Mm-hmm. I love that. And the thing is, I think the focus was very equally spread. We needed to see a little bit of Lewis going through his sister stuff. That mm-hmm. was great because it really ties in the whole, look, I know I punched Harvey a couple episodes because something due to my sister, but, you know, everyone's still my family. And yeah. it was just a really good tie-in for that. You got to see a lot of Jessica. The wine excuse. Got to her a little bit. So, excuse me. Sorry.
I'm choking here.
Sorry.
So distracting. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. And then seeing Jessica, which I did not love the flashback with her husband, only because I was just really sad to be reminded that she yeah. just never, like, gets love at the end.
That was
it
nice
sucks.
To see.
Looks
as
like she
like
had
he,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And, barely.
That was her career kind
that
of
was quite a way to break
everything.
It.
Yeah. But I mean, how do you
I
marry...
like seeing her personal life, though.
But how do you marry someone and not be in love at least for 90 days?
Well, I
no,
think his problem was
like she,
she was like it. All of her relationships. She was secretive about it.
Yeah.
And he said that, like, first
well,
thing.
At least she so. At least she doesn't make the same problem make the same mistakes again, where this time she was too secretive. Mm-hmm. And then the, oh wait,
she did the same thing.
She literally was just secretive
she
again.
Literally did the same thing. I see her trying to make jokes there.
A complete okay. stranger would think no that try. Jessica was in love with Harvey. Let's just make that
no,
clear. My roommate saw me watching and she's like, she totally digs him.
I know. Didn't you have that moment where you're like, wait, did they do it too?
Yeah, I did. I thought we were going to see a flashback
totally,
of like,
awesome.
I wouldn't mind it if him and Donna had never done it. But you can't just be you can't sleep with the two most powerful, sexiest women on the show. You can't have it all, boo boo. Okay, that's just not because you didn't pick either of them, and I don't like that. So let's get into Harvey.
Just be awkward.
It would. Let's get into Harvey and his mom and his dad and his brother. Marcus okay. came back this episode. And I forgot how much he meant to Harvey because we don't get to see him a lot. But I remember mm-hmm. the first season or second season. Oh, my God. I remember how sad I was when we talked about Harvey's brother in the beginning. And I was like, oh, wow, this is tough for him. And then we kind of, like, let it go. And seeing it again, I was like, oh, my gosh. Harvey has older brother syndrome like me.
Yeah.
Except I have a sister. But, you know, like, he really feels for his family. He feels
does.
Like he has to be in between everything. Mm-hmm. And him packing up and moving away, even though... I started to see it as like, how could you do that? I ended to see it like, wow, I totally
that,
get where he was coming
in
from.
In a way, that's him taking responsibility for his own
of course.
Happiness, right?
Yeah, we
how
all have
can
to.
You know, he's of the age where, you know, most people aren't living at home at that point anyway. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, to be in the middle of that with a secret that he held for his mother for so long.
He presumably is in the majority of his life up to that point. He had held that secret.
Yeah.
I know. Like, the first flashback from what, like a couple episodes ago, how old was he? Like,
he was
six?
Maybe. He was no older than 10.
They did a really bad job with making mom look old. I was like, mom, you don't look the same.
Can we?
Yeah, I know. It doesn't
she
bother
uses,
some people.
She has really
me.
Good skincare. But can we get real for a second?
Yeah.
Harvey's dad, way hotter than Bobby.
Oh, way hotter.
Way hotter and than Bobby. Hotter. And he's a musician.
And he boxes. And he's got the blue eyes.
Although, I will say, Harvey's dad as a character, I'm kind of annoyed we got to see him.
Why?
Only because it's kind of like Wolverine's past or like a lot of things.
The superheroes.
But like a lot of things in story where like his dad could literally be a superhero if you never show him. I like that we saw him, and I like this incarnation of him, and it was necessary for the story that we had to see him, and he had to move forward, like he had to box him, and all the stuff that did happen. But part of me wishes he was just a guy on a record,
yeah,
a guy on a record, and like hold up, my dad's talking to me.
Interesting. I can see that. I mean, I think my biggest thing with the scene between them is how dare Bobby show up to the house for dinner.
How dare you?
I know you knew that Harvey's in town, even if you didn't. Like, you, how dare you disrespect your friend like that? I mean,
it's chicken
and he knows
night.
That.
It
is. I mean,
chicken
that has
night,
nothing to do with you.
Sake.
If she's ever cooked him chicken parm, I'm over the mom too. But anyway,
you know,
so
she
probably did. Girl. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're having way too much fun. I don't know if I should like drink this wine while I'm on the show. But anyway, so
you're
with
already
that,
doing it.
I know.
It's already happening.
I already coughed up a lung, so.
With that said, yeah, so sing. Bobby come in and seeing the way Harvey reacted to it, how did you take the boxing scene in terms of how he told him? Because the therapist got on Harvey in terms of, you could have done it softer. Mm-hmm. Did you agree or disagree?
He could have, but I don't... I think
that's just him. That's how he handles his anger.
But I think him and his anger and a lot of what we know about him are tied into this emotional trauma of his mother. Mm. And because he, let's say he was 10. He may have been 6. But let's say that's how old he was when he caught his mother cheating on his father and decided to protect his mother by not telling his father. So he lived with that pretty much the majority of his childhood. And it looks like he was in his late 20s if he was, like, finishing up law school at this time. Yeah. That he held on to this throughout, like, your most developmental part.
Right. She cheated on him for that long?
Yeah. Or at the minimum, it's like another relationship.
At the minimum, she cheated on him when he was 10, when Harvey was 10, and then again 20. When he was, like, 20. At the minimum, it was these two times we've seen. At the maximum, it was the entire time.
Right. And I'm going to say it's somewhere between the maximum and...
Anywhere in between is way too much for a child
exactly.
to live with.
Exactly.
So he has literally mommy issues.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that helps us form this character, and I will say Aaron Korsh, excellent job putting him in therapy, having Donna tied into all the mommy issues, and making him face this for the last 10 weeks. Yeah. But thank you so much for our enjoyment.
I want to see... Can we clap for Aaron before I go to my next point? Okay. Aaron, you're the bomb.
If you were here, we'd give you this cake.
Seriously?
And the wine.
Sorry, because she doesn't want to lose anyway.
Your cake.
Right. With that said, I think it's interesting. I just want to see where it's going to go from here. What do we want to see with Harvey's mom? Like, is she ever going to come back? Is she going to be invited to a session?
I kind of feel like we're done. Maybe we'll see her, like, here. We're done?
We've got stuff to do now. We've got to save Mike.
I know.
But to stick with the topic of Harvey, it seems to me, because we don't actually know, it seems to me what we've seen, that boxing scene, and then that scene with his brother, aside from, like, that occasional phone call, and then his father obviously passes...
Mm.
Mm-hmm. That moment broke up his entire family, and he will forever blame himself, regardless of whether he should or shouldn't.
Yeah.
He will forever blame himself for breaking up his family in the worst possible way.
I don't think he will, though, because he has a very good therapist who's working with him on all of this.
Definitely.
So I think that he is healing.
Yeah.
He hasn't spoken to his mother since his father passed. Before that, after that? Well, then he missed his father's funeral because he was doing stuff with Jessica.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Did Jessica not know that Harvey was going to a therapist?
No one knew but Donna.
Well, Donna told...
And Lewis.
Harvey told Lewis. Donna told Rachel, who told Mike. A couple people knew.
Lewis and Donna.
Lewis and Harvey.
We need to get into the predictions. Predictions. I think we covered the case pretty well.
Yeah.
Soloff calls for a vote.
This is random. Well,
Harvey backs down with Forsman resigns. Presumably, moving forward, as I've predicted, the name on the door changes yet again to become Pearson Litt. Or Pearson Litt Soloff, that seems unlikely.
Every season, at some point.
The partners change. Mm-hmm.
If that's true, and we see next season start with Pearson Litt, what the heck would happen the next season? Like, I could not imagine.
Well, if we're asking what is Mike going to do, what is Harvey going to do? Now we can get into predictions.
Well, okay, wait.
After Buzz, sorry. TV predictions.
Okay. I just want to say, before we lay out all the predictions, I wish that at the end, Rachel got on her knees and cried. Like, a lot. Like, got
yeah,
really
Rachel
dramatic.
She's too strong.
She just seemed like.
She's grown too strong up till now.
Yeah.
Rachel from season 1 would have.
But now she feels like it's all her
season 1, Rachel would have been devastated by that moment.
That's an interesting
point. This Rachel
is a tough little cookie now.
That's interesting.
And she's training at the foot of Jessica.
Yes.
Jessica Pearson. Pearson as well.
I like this. I like the way you turn that around.
She's going to be a stone cold woman.
I like the way you turn that. Meghan Markle, you were fantastic.
Well, also too, I think it wasn't just like, oh my God, what's happening? I think it was like
shock.
Fear and sadness and shock. Yeah, all in one. In which case, I don't think you do move.
You
don't. I think you really do just kind of freeze up.
So, wow. Okay, let's get into predictions.
All right. Looking at my notes for predictions, I started writing my predictions before the final moments of this episode.
Yeah.
So one of them is literally like, oh, Michael become in-house counsel for some big company, because the companies do keep former lawyers as counsel, but in not an official capacity. Oh, but God. Then he got arrested for insider trading. Conspiracy to commit
fraud.
But okay, so
yes, conspiracy to commit fraud is the official.
With that official whatever it is, I don't feel, and Lauren and I kind of mentioned this before the show started, I don't feel like that. You know how Suits likes to turn us all around? We've seen a couple episodes where people get arrested and it turns out to be completely different. I pick up my heart on, you know, dust it up and put it back in my hand chat. These people have me going crazy. So it's a possibility that it might not be as crazy
could
as we think.
Could be fraud from another from case that's they suspected.
I like or that's possible. I prefer that.
It could be unrelated to Mike Ross himself being
whatever it is.
Prediction. Totally I like different. That.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, Harvey has not officially stepped down.
Right.
So he's still officially a lawyer at one of the best law firms in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Ross has just been arrested on something.
And resigned in the same episode.
Harvey Specter will help him.
Yes.
Because Harvey Specter never officially handed in a resignation. Mike Ross did. Mm-hmm. Harvey Specter will help him. That could cause friction with Forsman. All Forsman wanted was for Harvey to step down.
To stop helping
which
people.
Which makes him still
heck?
A lawyer at the law firm.
Yeah.
In which
meaning
case he can still help
it could
him
be a
with
simple,
a title or not.
Right.
Because as we've learned, where we left right now is mm-hmm. where we're going to start in January or February when this show comes back.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they do their mid-seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever happens, we're literally joining them an hour
later.
Or two later. So Harvey's still, his name's still on the door. He has never officially resigned.
Right.
And I think Forsman's literally going to say, oh, I didn't want you to just resign. I wanted you to resign as Mike Ross gets taken down, and I need you to sit idly by as I truly take away all your family. That's my prediction.
God. That is horrific.
I don't
and
like
you
that.
Don't have
no,
a-
I just have to say that we recognize the strength of this family.
Yeah,
and finally. They're going to, and they've all finally kind of stopped being against each other, and start coming together as one, because I've been dying for them to all be a team again, and at the most crucial time, that team is needed. So I don't think that the opposing side will win this one.
And I agree, and also, if Steve's ridiculously horrific prediction is
the worst,
correct,
Steve, the worst.
Even though there are a lot of possibilities in that prediction, I will say.
Yeah.
But if that is true, Jessica Pearson is still on the throne in this place, okay?
So and she kicks butt.
She still kicks butt. And as you heard in the last sentence, it does not feel like good news that Mike resigned. And she still has love for him regardless. Mm-hmm. We can see she loves her family. So if Harvey can't help, Jessica will be there. She will figure something
she's
out.
Regardless of her thing with Mike, though, it's her law firm at
yeah,
stake.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So what...
Yeah.
That's a good one. Oh, crap. Another battle for her. The girl never gets a chill.
She literally...
She just needs to get laid and, like, take a vacation. That, I think, is
laid.
What needs
oh
to really
gosh.
Go on.
That's so crazy. Yeah. Well, with that said, it looks
that
like...
Said,
Steve has a little
with that said,
something
we,
to share with us.
We have a quick announcement about TNT's public morals. New York City, 1960s. Prostitution, illegal gambling, and after-hours clubs were a part of the scene. It was called Fun City, since everyone was having a good time and no one was getting hurt. The gangsters were making money and the cops were taking a cut. Under the Public Morals Division, they were the city's landlords. If you wanted to be in business, you had to pay the rent. But the younger generation of mobsters was coming of age, and these guys wanted more money, more power, more respect. The line that separated the good guys from the bad was about to snap. Mm. It's New York like you've never seen it before in a story that's never been told. From creator Edward Burns, watch the first hour of episodes on TNT On Demand.
Yes.
Public Morals, that's an awesome show.
That's actually in my DVR right now. I saw it today and was like, ooh, okay, I'm curious about this one.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Wow, I can't watch another version. Is it selling kind of like Suits? I heard Good and Bad.
Mob stuff.
I'm rewatching
Boardwalk Empire right now, so when I'm done with that, I'll jump
mob shows
this.
Never nice. Fail.
Nice. They never do.
I love that.
I have to agree with that. With that said, do we have any last minute predictions or thoughts? I'm going to miss you guys so much. Those are my last thoughts. I love you guys. You guys are an amazing team to work with.
I love you guys too.
This was so great. We're going to share this cake together at the end, so sorry.
We'll tweet pictures.
Yes.
We may even Periscope.
We love you guys so much for tuning in and hanging out with us for the past, 10 weeks or so?
It's been a great summer.
Great
summer of Suits.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
Great summer of Suits. I think we should start referring to ourselves as the law firm of Kaufman, Ebersol, Brazier, and Ike.
Woo! I'm down.
And if you want to tell me that the order should be changed, you can tweet at me at Steve Kaufman.
Yes. Switch that around. Put the three letter one in the front.
This suit is called the Garcon, and it's only $250, and you can get it custom fitted by snapsuits.com.
This is only $250.
Isn't that great? That's
Your
husband
nice.
Would love that.
Legit.
I like the shirt.
Introduce yourselves. Exit out.
Say bye. The wine's getting to us.
Hang out. Go away.
Guys, I'm going to miss you, but please keep up with us, all of us, on Twitter and social media. You can find me at The Fancy Hippie. Cheers.
Hey guys, you can find me at Nicole Brazier on all social media. I will miss Suits, but you can catch me doing, I don't know what, I think Mob Wives for next season.
Nice. Steve?
I just did the thing. It's up to you, Stacey.
Oh, is it just you? I'm trying
to want to go.
I'm like, see? Lauren, do it again.
You can find me online at the Fancy Hippie or thefancyhippie.com.
You guys, thank you so much for joining us for an amazing summer. I love these guys so much. You can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at One Take Stays. I'll also be here in the fall doing How to Get Away with Murder and Blackish. So we'll see you guys soon. Love you so much.
See you in the winter.
Thank you. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.